I think 83% of parenting is wondering where and when you can lie down.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When our kids were toddlers, we had an agreement that any of them at any moment could go limp like a noodle when they passed within a foot of me. It was my job as dad to catch them before they crashed to the floor or the sidewalk or into a neighbor's flower bed. This was great fun for all of us. Sadly, they thought this agreement lasted for life. So now that they've reached my height and are closing in on my weight, they still play noodle, which is a big bundle of laughs for everyone but me. I regret not being clearer with the ground rules, but laughter eases the pain in my calves and my lower back and the arthritis in my earlobes. Regrets. Do you have a few? They can suck the joy from your life and lead to guilt, which Irma Bombeck called the gift that keeps on giving. Some of our parents have worked for decades as travel agents for guilt trips. They call us on Mother's Day and say, "Hey, you're the only one of the children who hasn't called. Are you okay? Did you fall down a well?" Regret is 96% useless. It's paralyzing, like shooting yourself with a tranquilizer dart before the marathon. But we can learn from the regrets of those around us. As they say, some people are here merely to serve as a warning for others. I've had regrets as a parent. Who hasn't? And so I wrote down these words. If I could raise my kids again, I wouldn't be so uptight this time. I'd let them jump on beds in hotels and pick the cat up by the tail. That way they'd figure out a little sooner how life works. If I could raise my kids again, I'd be a little goofier next time. I'd stand on chairs in our kitchen and play the harmonica with my nose. I'd teach them to give by giving, to love by loving. They'd see me on my knees praying a little more often, not just looking for the remote control. I wouldn't be so quick to sign up for the rat race. I'd buy a bigger library and a smaller TV. I'd place more importance on good character than good grades. As it is, I'm glad I talked with them early about God and money and whatever they wanted to talk about. I mean, whatever. I'm glad I spent lots of money on vacations and plenty of time with them in church. But if I could raise my kids again, I think I'd be better at it this time. I'd say I love you more often. I'd check my watch less often. I'd let them catch me reading the Bible and smooching their mother. The doctor tells me it's not about to happen. We won't be having children anytime soon. He says I get to practice these things on my grandchildren. Do you want a guaranteed formula to help you say goodbye to regret and learn to laugh again? Take three simple steps. First, look back with thanksgiving. In Psalm 77, the writer is downcast, but begins to reflect on the things God has done. "I shall remember the deeds of the Lord," he says, "your wonders of old. I'll ponder all the things you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your mighty works." That changes us. Secondly, look around with grace. Find one person you can love on today and see what happens. Philippians 2 says, "In humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." And thirdly, look forward with hope. What a hope we have. One of my favorite Bible verses says it best, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Look back with thanksgiving, around you with grace, and forward with hope. Think about that, and I'll go find my harmonica.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.